it's all about illusion.
I had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared 'cause I haven't been home in a long time.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel is in Dallas. We start off this week with the music of The Beach Boys, perhaps the greatest Beach Boys album by popular acclaim, not necessarily by sales, Pet Sounds, and that's something called That's Not Me. Welcome to the summer, Jeff.
Welcome to the summer, Rick, and I thought a summer-like 100 degrees today in Dallas, and I thought, what a better way to start the show this week than with the Band of Summer. Even for those of us who don't like them, we'll give them credit for that.
Well, the Beach Boys, I think, these days get maybe their appropriate due. They're not played on the radio all that much anymore. They're not a big fad like they were when we were young, that sort of flashback sound that all the radio stations were doing at particular times and trying to bring back the 1950s and early 1960s. And so you don't hear them all that much anymore. Although I guess there must be some version of the Beach Boys out there touring and doing fireworks festivals or something somewhere.
Well, but, I'm sure that there's still some cousins and some friends and some people like that at the county fairs and state fairs and the like.
Well, you know, the great thing is that the real genius behind that band is no longer really associated with what the Beach Boys became, which was more or less a touring greatest hits oldies show rather than something that was going on and was new and fresh. And Brian Wilson found a way to get past his very long depression, got out of bed, and actually conquered some of his stage fright and put out some new material that got some raves, and he's out touring once in a while these days, and he's really the heart and soul of what the Beach Boys were during their heyday, not what they became.
And in keeping with that theme, we've got a whole bunch of summery music today, including a couple of songs. Dare I say, Rick, that our regular listeners might be a little surprised to hear on Ivory Towers Radio?
Well, we have been away for a few weeks, so our apologies for having to not deliver fresh new music to folks. We like to appropriate that sort of summer feel. So yes, there's a bit of poppy froth headed your way.
It's gonna be alright, 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 it's gonna be alright. The day you came my way, I knew I would stay close by your side to keep you satisfied. It's gonna be alright, 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 it's gonna be alright. When you look at me, in your eyes I can see love that grows each day. That's what I've gotta say. It's gonna be alright, 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 it's gonna be alright. Never thought I'd find a girl like you. Now I have, I know I'll never be blue. It's gonna be alright, 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 it's gonna be alright. Every time we meet, my heart skips a beat. And now you're here to stay. You'll always hear me say, it's gonna be alright, 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 it's gonna be alright. Time we meet, my heart skips a beat, and now you're here to stay. You'll always hear me say, it's gonna be alright, 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 it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright.
On Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A three-song set there of power pop, which we've been talking about quite a bit here on the Underground Podcast. That's Loxley from their latest release, which actually goes all the way back to 2006. A terrific album. We've played a bunch of different songs from it. We started out with Jerry and the Pacemakers. It's Gonna Be All Right. And Rick, I just wanted to get a quick musicology lesson in. How about the 40 years of power pop right there? And then in the middle, a underappreciated, little-known band called Big Star from the early and mid-1970s. When My Baby's Beside Me, Big Star, terrific talent, some terrific album, crummy record companies. Record companies apparently didn't promote them, kept going out of business, the usual sorts of things that happen to bands who deserve to make it big and don't.
Critics certainly loved Big Star and still write lovingly about Big Star, even though they were never played on the radio, at least in my part of the world, my part of the country. Had to discover them much later, and I don't think they were played in Chicago all that much either.
No, in fact, it's not a band that I knew at the time. It's a band that I picked up years later. You know, in my continual search to listen to something that doesn't sound like everything else.
Well, we haven't had much of a debate about power pop. We've mentioned power pop and talked about it a bit, but we have debated it on the Ivory Towers blog. I'm not going to give the blog plug just now, but wanted to note that those who are sticklers would actually say Gary and the Pacemakers probably a pre-power pop group, just like the Beach Boys, Beatles, Badfinger, all those bands. Certainly without them, there would be no power pop and there would be no Big Star. And one might argue maybe no Loxley either.
Yeah. And the other reason I wanted to play Jerry and the Pacemakers, because first off, it's different and we haven't played it. But I know we've talked quite a bit here about some British invasion bands and whether they were any good or not and whether they deserve respect 30 and 40 years later. And I think Jerry and the Pacemakers is a really good example of a band that had its place and its time. Because in the early 60s, when they came out of Liverpool and the Mercy Beat sound, they were as big as the Beatles. And if you listen to Jerry and the Pacemakers now, and this is actually a song that hasn't dated as much as some of the others, God forbid, Ferry Cross the Mercy being one of them, you can kind of scratch your head and go, gee, I could have listened to the Beatles or I could have listened to them. What were my parents thinking of?
Well, we won't mention that other band that seems to always get into our conversations when we talk about power pop and what bands were big rivals of the Beatles. We'll leave that for folks to go back into the archives and find out about. But that's all wonderful summer music. And just going back through the archives a bit, I noticed that we played some Loxley last summer, and that's a newer band that seems to have that summer tone down. So I like them.
I do. I hope they come out with another record pretty soon. I'm getting tired of playing this one. And if it was vinyl, Rick, I'd have worn the grooves out.
Well, more music to wear the grooves down to, or maybe wear your iPod grooves down to, coming up in just a bit. Stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh, yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9.
Right now.
You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
If it's true that good fortune gives no change, We got just what it takes. Call it up on my coat. Call her up on my coat. Trucks are pulling in for the show. Trucks are pulling in for the show. A grasshopper jump in the road. A grasshopper jump in the road. Kids, they're all running home. The kids, they're all running home. Cause they know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. The trouble dog is not moving mountains, but digging the ground that you're on. If it's true that good fortune gives no change, we got just what it takes. Got my window open wide. I got a good woman by my side. I got a good woman by my side. Cause I know something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes. Yeah, something good this way comes.
Down.
Well, there's nothing like a passel full of love songs to pick up your summer. A little bit different for us here on the Underground Podcast, but we like the light mood. We like going to the beach, going to the mountains, getting out and getting the top down in the car. And so that's music that sounds good coming out of that car radio, doesn't it, Jeff?
I believe that the first song you and I heard in the car radio ad nauseum about 30 years ago.
Jeff's talking about the first song in that set from Firefall, You Are the Woman, a big hit for that band. Not on their first release, I believe, but a few albums down the pike, and they hit big summer gold. But we also heard new music there that's getting FM airplay. I don't know if it's getting any AM radio airplay like that Firefall song. Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, with Something Good This Way Comes. Don't know if Jacob and the Wallflowers are doing business anymore, but the young Dylan, Jacob Dylan, is out on a solo tour right now and not getting very good reviews. I would say mediocre to dismal reviews from what I've read. But that song getting airplay and seems to be a winner. We ended up the entire set with the group Augustana with Sweet and Low. Jeff, that's a band from now based in San Diego, but you might know they have some of those Midwestern tones to them because they got their start in Illinois.
That wouldn't be Augustana College, would it?
It might be. I will have to take a good and close look, but the principals in that band got themselves together in Illinois, and so, yeah, it might be Augustana College.
Hey, can I make a point about the Firefall song for a second?
Sure, please do.
It's real curious the way things get into your head, and we talk a lot about hooks and so forth on the show. Literally, I've been listening to that song for 30 years, not necessarily because I intended to, but it will show up at some point, and then it will play, and because that's one of the great fat hooks of all time, it will stay in my head until I do something to get it out.
Well, it's a pleasant enough song that if that happens, I don't think it's like some top 40 AM hits that you just, you try as you might, no matter what you do to yourself, you can't get them out, and they're horrible songs. So that one at least is a nice love song and seems to work. And we hope that our listeners appreciate it. This summer we've been a little bit lighter than normal, but as we did in the first couple sets this particular show, we're also playing some music, and we'll have other music that's more of the underground caliber. I mean, I don't think you hear Big Star played on the radio very much, and so we'll get to that. I want to point out, Jeff, and I don't think you know this, but maybe a shout-out to some of our new listeners. This past couple weeks, we haven't been on the air, but we picked up some new listeners in Greece, of all places, and so a shout-out to them. And since we're talking about colleges, I would be remiss if I did not mention Augusta State University. Now, several folks at Augusta State have been listening and downloading the podcast for some months, but somebody on that campus, or several people, or maybe many, not sure, are downloading the podcast this summer, and so it's something for us to get hits from a college, a university campus during the summertime. I think we're actually getting more hits from Augusta State University this summer than just about any college campus in the U.S. And so to our fans in Augusta, Georgia, thank you, and we hope you continue listening. Maybe you'd like some more Firefall, I'm not sure.
And as I will say this, the thing that makes the Underground Podcast the Underground Podcast is that we will play Jerry and the Pacemakers and Firefall next to Jacob Dylan. And I can't think of too many other musical venues in the world that will do that.
Well, if you're looking for more new music, because that set had quite a few newer hits, we've got some more of that coming right up. Stick around.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Carnations, red roses, and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday. I know you will. Displays of affection and all good intentions. Why don't you just send me the bill? Don't forget the flowers someday. I know you will. Lately you've been taking me way too seriously. Ooh. I can't ever explain why I don't feel your pain.
lost in a foreign place where they don't love you. I do tan in the pale moonlight. Your eyes are wide and the band plays. Everybody wants you. He takes your hand tenderly and he whispers, sweet surrender. Nothing is how he feels about girls like you with your flip-flop smiles and your big blue eyes on vacation. Dance with me into the ocean. Roll with me into the sea. Don't tell me the world is in trouble. Do you want to dance with me? Love changes hands as the big waves crash and the dream don't die, but I do. Where were you when I needed you right now? The telephone just rings. I cannot find you. Dance with me into the ocean. Roll with me into the sea.
Old 97, Dance With Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. A little country alt-rock set there with the Old 97s. Brand new music from a record called Blame It on Gravity. Started out with Wilco, Forget the Flowers, from Being There in 1996. Could it have been that long ago? And in the middle, new music from My Morning Jacket, I'm Amazed. And, Rick, I want to send that old 97 song out to my old pal George Sanchez, whose family runs the Gold Rush Cafe in Dallas, and where Rhett Miller and various members of the old 97s have had their hangover breakfast more than once or twice.
So those folks are living in your neighborhood?
They used to a long time ago when they first started. I haven't seen them around lately, although I'm sure a couple of them are still here and there.
A band from Fort Worth, no doubt.
Well, actually, they're from Dallas, and we're going to get to the Fort Worth band a little bit later.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure we're on the right or left side of the Metroplex. Not sure.
Right side of the Metroplex now, left side of the Metroplex later.
Just keep me straight, and don't get me on any of those interstate loops down there.
Hey, I've driven on the Beltway in D.C. Believe me, what we got here is no comparison, man.
How true, how true. I can't complain about the Dallas byways and highways when we've got the wreck of what we've got down here.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is alt country now officially over?
I don't know that alt country is over, although a lot of bands, Wilco being one of them, seems to have transcended the genre, and many of those bands actually said, look, we weren't trying to start a new genre. We just like those to appropriate parts of country music when we like to do it. So I'm not sure. My Morning Jacket, also one of those bands that is an all-country band but seems to be doing other things on their new one. So many of the bands that got stuck with that particular label said, we aren't that label, and that label was made up by critics, and we like playing this kind of music and that kind of music and lots of other kinds of music too. So Don't Pigeonhole Us. Doesn't this sound familiar?
It does sound familiar. In fact, it sounds like a topic that we often discuss on the Ivory Towers blog.
Indeed, it is a topic that we talk about on the blog, bands that are pigeonholed, and why critics, as you have said many times before, why critics set the expectation for the listening audience. Now, both of us are music critics, so I should say that with a little bit of reserve, but I think we try to do music criticism on the Ivory Towers blog a little bit like we wish it would be, which is with an open mind and with a thought to what the musicians are trying to do. Not all critics go at it from that particular vein. And so if you're interested in the Ivory Towers blog, where you can get more discussions of music, but also politics, culture, sports, and much, much more, you can find us at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z, and all one word, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Sunday Girl on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music for the new wave this week. I decided on Sunday Girl, which is, of course, from Parallel Lines. Blondie's a big 1978 release for a couple of reasons, one of which it fit the little summary theme of the show today. And I can just imagine the 1978 version of Deborah Harry bouncing around in her little summary dress singing that song. And secondly, just goes to show how musical tastes go. Sunday Girl was a huge hit in the UK and got almost no airplay at all in the US. Go figure.
Sometimes you can't figure. I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
Does Blondie qualify as a new wave band or as a punk band?
Well, you know, that's the question that we used to argue interminably over adult beverages in the old days. And my consideration has always been that they're a new wave band that aspired to punk on a couple of songs, but were primarily driven by the popular elements of new wave. Does that sound academic enough?
It does. I guess we're the academic rock critics. That would be appropriate for Ivory Towers Radio and the Underground Podcast. I can't believe that I took the other side of that argument.
Back in the old days when we argued about it interminably?
Maybe I had too many adult beverages to remember.
I think one of the reasons that they were often thought to be closer to punk at the time, in retrospect, I think it's pretty obvious that they're a new wave band, but at the time, there were a couple of songs in which Deborah Harry's very aggressive, the vocals very aggressive, her posturing is very aggressive, and in which she's not being the little, for lack of a better term, nymphette that she is in this. She's being a whole lot punkier on a couple of those songs. And at the time, those are the ones that got the attention. You look back now at everything that Blondie did, which actually is pretty much parallel lines and maybe a half a dozen other songs, and you see that they were a new wave band.
Well, discarding many of the songs that went on to be top 40 hits, that by then, for some of us, Blondie was passé.
Hey, Rick, back in those days, I had an argument with a fellow we went to school with who said Elvis Costello was passé. So, some people will say anything.
Well, we've certainly had our debates about whether Elvis Costello is passé now, but I think he was not passé back when we were still in college.
Not in 1979, no.
Well, for those who don't know the difference between new wave and punk, I think we've got an example coming up right now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Yeah. The Saints, River Deep, Mountain High, covering that Phil Spector co-written tune, a tune that Spector put together with Tina Turner, particularly in mind. I don't think you're thinking about Tina Turner when you hear that Saints version, are you, Jeff?
No, and once again, I think the Saints are another band that we've been a little remiss. The Australian contingent for today's show?
Well, we have honored our Australian punkers in the past, and it's nice to get some punkers from down under into our podcast. I will mention that I have actually been trying to sneak the Saints in to the podcast. That song, you and I have talked about putting that song in various shows in the past, and it's taken about a year to get them in. So we've got a lot of music to put through our little musical funnel that is our 90-minute or even less podcast every week. So it's tough, and sometimes we can't get all the good things in that we want to put. The Saints have been on the on-deck circle for way too long.
I will say one thing, although they are very punk, that song's too long to be a true classic punk song.
You're right. That song clocks in, I think, at more than 5 minutes. But
oh my God!
Now you know it's not a Ramones version of that song, and I would wonder, given the effect of Phil Spector on the Ramones, whether they actually ever tried that live. Maybe they didn't hear that Saints version. But lately, the last couple months, we've been fooling around with Phil Spector and what he did to music in the 60s and 70s, and certainly I think a little bit unexplored how he was revered a bit by various punkers. So I think that that's part of it. But I found out that actually one of your, perhaps your only favorite heavy metal band,
yeah,
has a version of River Deep, Mountain High that I think is 7+ minutes long, Deep Purple. And maybe one of these days we'll cue that one up, either in the Cover Me feature or down in the metal shop.
See, all of our new listeners are learning so much about us, about the Underground Podcast, and about how much fun we have, Rick. And they can even send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ. Radio, all one word, @att.net. We'll take requests, we'll take suggestions, we'll take comments to tell us to shut up and play the music. Just send it to ivorytowersradio@att.net.
make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight.
Well, as our want here, on the Underground Podcast, sometimes we like sets that evoke animal images. So in that set, hammerhead sharks, possums, and toadies. That last one from the toadies. But I would argue, Jeff, that that set has nothing really to do with animals, but perhaps more about very complex animal behavior. The toadies with Possum Kingdom ending us up, and new music starting us off, The Offspring with Hammerhead. Hammerhead being a reference to, not to sharks really, but to what's going on inside the head of the person pictured in that particular song. I would say a grunt's eye view of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And you don't hear that many songs about that topic, but that one is actually getting some airplay, which I think is good. And finally, what do you think about those Kinks power chords that The Offspring appropriated in that Hammerhead song?
Well, you know my rule, Rick. If you're going to steal, steal from the best.
Well, certainly we honor the Kinks. We like the Kinks quite a bit. And if we had a longer show, I probably would have thrown in some Kinks songs just to hammer in the point.
Was that a little radio humor there?
Oh, my small try. And I'm glad that you laughed because I'm sure no one else did.
Hey, let me get our geography. Ordinarily, as you well know, we do musicology lessons. I'll get our geography lesson in here. The Toadies are the Fort Worth band that I had mentioned earlier, and that would be the western part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Possum Kingdom actually is a lake west of Fort Worth where young people are known to go and engage in young people activities.
And that's what I think I meant by the complex animal behavior.
Yeah, that's kind of, see, I was trying to give it another spin.
Well, that's true, but that song is not just about that type of activity, I think. It's a little darker, and we won't go into it. You can just rewind the podcast back and figure out what that's about. I think there's maybe some dark tale maybe you can look up that happened out there. But, you know, there are people that like to hang out in those lover's lanes, I guess is that's what they call them, and so there you go. But we are definitely in the dark part of the show. Are we not, Jeff?
We are, and that can only mean one thing.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Come, you masters of war. Let me ask you one question. Is your money then good? Would buy you forgiveness if you think that it could? I think you will find when death takes its toll, all the money you made will buy back your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon.
Let it not be said that the Jack of Metal doesn't come through in the end. Music from Mountain and Ozzy Osbourne, and several weeks back, the gauntlet was tossed. Could we find a heavy metal version, not just of a Bob Dylan song, but of Masters of War? And there it is. Mountain and Ozzy Osbourne from 2007. So the question, Jeff, was that a setup? Did you already know that such a cover existed?
I did not, and the last thing I would have thought is that it would have been Mountain and Ozzy Osbourne in tandem, in combination, one without the other, or whatever. But I do want to say this, Rick, and to all of our new listeners, you are the king of heavy metal. If there is a heavy metal song out there that you don't know about, you will soon know about it, and your knowledge is impeccable and deep.
Well, I thank you for that, but you give me far too much credit, because actually that one escaped me, and I should have known that that had come out last year and didn't catch it until you asked me to take a look, and there it was, and done by two of the favorites of the metal shop, Mountain and Ozzy Osbourne, together. I'm not sure they've ever recorded anything together, but that's a great one. And Ozzy, as we know, loves to get in his anti-war messages. And so that's a good one for him to pick up.
In fact, we've played Masters of War in various incarnations several times throughout the history of the Underground Podcast. And the song never gets old, because sadly, it never goes out of date.
It doesn't. We've had a couple of war songs on this show, and that one, well, we dedicate that to our pals in the White House. If we could only get them to go sooner, that would be our wish.
But we had several wishes fulfilled, so I guess I can't be too unhappy.
Unfortunately, I have to do a bit of business here.
All right.
While we were gone, not podcasting for the past couple of weeks here in the summer, because you and I like to do summer things just like everybody else is want to do in the summer. Go to the beach, go to the mountains, take some time off, go to a wine festival. Well, while we were kicking it up, unfortunately, one of our favorites passed, and we were unable to give him his due at the proper time. And I'm speaking specifically of George Carlin.
George Carlin didn't just change comedy, but George Carlin was always political, he was always intelligent, and even if you didn't agree with him, because a lot of times he went out on a limb, he was always funny. And that, for a comedian, I don't think there's any better epithet.
Certainly Carlin...
I was going to say, anybody can make fart jokes, right? I mean, how much skill does that take? But to be funny for as long as Carlin was funny, and to do it with intelligent material, that says a lot.
And not only that, he took on the folks in the White House more than a few times with various different occupants. And was not afraid to get on stage and say what had to be said. arrested at least once for some of his dangerous comedy. So this week, we are going to leave our listeners with a special tribute to George Carlin and a special musical coda, too. But before that, our usual credits and announcements and acknowledgments for composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas. I'm Rick Rockwell in D.C., and now we dedicate this show to late, great George Carlin. Peace.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important. I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought, and we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, yeah, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television. What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words. That's what they told us they were, remember? That's a bad word. No bad words. Bad thoughts. Bad intentions. And words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Huh? Those are the heavy 7. Those are the ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow. And tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know? Yeah. It's such a friendly-sounding word. Sounds like a nickname, right? Hey, tits, come here, man. Hey, tits. Hey. Hey, tits, meet toots. Toots, tits, tits, toots, man. Sounds like a snack, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. Yes, I know, it is, right, a snack. But I don't mean your sexist snack. I mean new Nabisco tits. The new cheese tits. And corn tits and pizza tits and sesame tits, onion tits, tater tits. Yeah. Bet you can't eat just one. Huh? That's true, I usually switch off. But I mean, that word does not belong on the list. Actually, none of the words belong on the list, but you can understand why some of them are there. I mean, I'm not completely insensitive to people's feelings. You know, I can dig why some of those words got on the list. Like cocksucker and motherfucker, those are heavyweight words, you know. Oh, there's a lot going on there, man. Besides the literal translation and the emotional feeling, I mean, they're just busy words. There's a lot of syllables to contend with. And those K's, those are aggressive sounds. They jump out at you, man. Cocksucker, motherfucker, cocksucker. It's like an assault on you, you know? So I can dig that. Now, we mentioned shit earlier, of course, and 2 of the other 4-letter Anglo-Saxon words are piss and cunt, which go together, of course, but forget that. Little accidental humor I throw there. Piss and cunt. The reason that piss and cunt are on the list is that a long time ago, certain ladies said, those are the 2 I'm not going to say. I don't mind fucking shit, but P and C are out. P and C are out. Which led to such stupid sentences as, okay, you fuckers, I'm going to tinkle now. And of course, the word fuck. The word fuck. I don't really, well, here's some more accidental humor. I don't really want to get into that now. Because I think it takes too long. But I do mean that. I mean, I think the word fuck is a very important word. It's the beginning of life, and yet it's a word we use to hurt one another quite often. And people much wiser than I have said, I'd rather have my son watch a film with two people making love than two people trying to kill one another. And I, of course, can agree. It's a great sentiment. I wish I knew who said it first, and I agree with that. But I'd like to take it a step further. I'd like to substitute the word fuck for the word kill in all those movie cliches we grew up with, right?
Okay, Sheriff, we're gonna fuck you now. But we're gonna fuck you slow.
So maybe next year I'll have a whole fucking rap on that word. I hope so. There are two-way words. Those are the seven you can never say on television. Under any circumstances, you just cannot say them. Ever, 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 not even clinically. You cannot weave them in on the panel with Doc and Ed and Johnny. I mean, it's just impossible. Forget those seven. They're out. But there are some two-way words, those double-meaning words. Remember the ones you giggled at in sixth grade? And the cock crowed three times.
Hey, the cock crowed three times. Hey, it's in the Bible.
There are some two-way words, like it's okay for Kurt Gowdy to say, Roberto Clemente has two balls on him. But he can't say, I think he hurt his balls on that play, Tony, don't you? He's holding them. He must have hurt them, by God. And the other two-way word that goes with that one is prick. It's okay if it happens to your finger. Yes, you can prick your finger, but don't finger your prick. No, no.
Thank you. sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing.
Ah!